High-speed pit maneuver ends in chaos and questionable tactics. A high-speed pursuit in Arkansas ended in chaos and raised questions about police tactics when a trooper attempted a pit maneuver at an unprecedented 133 miles per hour. The incident occurred on April 24, 2026, during which the suspect was traveling at approximately 214 kilometers per hour. The trooper's vehicle also reached extreme speeds before crashing into a highway barrier. The pit maneuver is often used as a last resort to apprehend suspects during high-speed pursuits. However, when executed at such high velocities, the consequences can be catastrophic. In this case, the suspect managed to evade injury by mere inches, while innocent motorists were forced to take evasive action to avoid being hit by the out-of-control patrol car. The incident highlights the ongoing debate around high-speed pit tactics and the need for police departments to reassess their strategies. Many agencies across the U.S. restrict pit maneuvers to lower speeds or prohibit them entirely on busy highways due to the risks involved. According to dashcam footage, the trooper completed the pit maneuver at 9:31 p.m., but lost control of his vehicle almost immediately after. The suspect's car crashed into a wall, and the trooper's vehicle swerved across traffic before hitting another barrier and sliding backwards. The fact that the suspect was traveling at such high speeds may have contributed to the trooper's aggressive decision-making. However, this incident serves as a reminder of the importance of prioritizing public safety above all else. Many police departments are taking steps to re-evaluate their pit policies in light of incidents like this one. The California Highway Patrol, for example, caps pit maneuvers at 35 miles per hour, while the North Carolina Highway Patrol allows them up to 55 miles per hour. The use of high-speed pit maneuvers can have devastating consequences if not executed properly. In this case, the suspect was able to avoid injury by chance, but innocent motorists were forced to take extreme measures to avoid being hit. The incident raises questions about the training and protocols in place for police officers who engage in high-speed pursuits. It is essential that law enforcement agencies prioritize officer safety and public safety above all else. In light of this incident, it is crucial that police departments and lawmakers re-examine their policies on pit maneuvers and consider implementing stricter guidelines to ensure public safety. The fact that the trooper's vehicle reached speeds of over 100 miles per hour after crashing into the first barrier highlights the unpredictable nature of high-speed pit maneuvers. It is essential that law enforcement agencies take a more cautious approach when executing such tactics.